The other big controversy that was raging yesterday was the afternoon tea jelly star controversy. It was spotted that in the new season's afternoon tea tinned biscuits, the jelly star has been replaced by a chocolate wheel. We had people on yesterday in tears. I presume they were in tears just from the tone of their text, saying that the only reason they bought afternoon tea was for the jelly star, that little perfectly formed chocolate biscuit, and on it, an even smaller perfectly formed jelly star. It was, to them, Christmas in a mouth-sized biscuit. And we talked about it, and people were... You had the theory, Will, that...
It was a cost-saving measure.
No, that wasn't your theory yesterday, Will.
Yeah, well, it was. It was my theory that they're just doing it to save money.
No, but your theory...
I had two theories, actually, that they're doing it to save money, yeah. And also that they're going to wait and whet the public appetite so much that they're going to come back next year with a full box of jelly star biscuits.
Yes.
But to do that, they have to create extra customer demand because it's costing too much at the moment to make the jelly star biscuit.
We got a text from a sort of confectionery stroke biscuit whistleblower.
Overnight, we got an email. Right.
What did it say?
It's even more official. We got an email.
What did it say?
From a confectionery whistleblower, and he said he knows the real story as to why the Jelly Star biscuit has disappeared, and he supplied a mobile number.
Did you ring him?
I rang him.
Wow.
I spoke to him.
This is intriguing. Are you happy now? I'm not moving closer to the desk.
I spoke to him on condition of anonymity.
Okay. What did he tell you?
I finally got him this morning.
Yeah.
He said to me, he's involved in the kind of sales end, right?
Right.
He was at a secret, top secret meeting last August where the Christmas range, the Jacob's Christmas range was unveiled.
Okay.
And a lot of the sales reps noticed that the afternoon tea box contained a photo of the biscuits inside and the jelly star was missing.
Wow. Sharp intake of breath.
So much so, the room was aghast to the point where a senior executive from Jacobs had to address that meeting of sales executives in this top secret location last
August.
You're
making it up.
No, I'm not. Okay? There was such unrest in the room that he had to address the meeting.
Okay.
And he said the following. It was revealed the biscuits are made in one factory. We'll call it Factory A.
Okay.
But the jelly star bit of the biscuit is made in Factory B.
Okay.
Another factory. So the biscuit... the chocolate biscuit bit of the jelly star has to be transported from Factory A to Factory B to put the jelly star on. Are you with me?
And then back to Factory A.
So then the completed jelly star biscuit has to be transported back from Factory B to Factory A, and that is then packed into the afternoon tea box. So Jacob said, now this was his quote, it's been going on for years. It's not cost effective. It has to stop.
Wow.
And he said, hence the change. What do you think of that?
I thought maybe they were resting it, you know, and I was buying into your conspiracy theory that they were building up a demand. And yesterday they got so much publicity for the jelly star that they could easily next week come out with only jelly star box of biscuits, and people would buy them from yesterday alone.
We didn't leave it there, Ray.
Right, what you do?
Niamh got on to the Fleischmann public relations, who are handling the public relations for Jacobs.
Okay.
And they've issued us a statement in response to our allegations from the whistleblower. And here is the following statement. Yes, that is correct. Both elements were produced in different factories. Many of the biscuits in the afternoon tea tin have ingredients coming from various locations. Transporting these ingredients are not a factor. We have removed the jelly star biscuit due to changing tastes. We will continue to evolve this range and other ranges over the coming years. Best, Astrid.
See that last line?
Astrid?
No.
Best Astrid?
No. It sounds like a threat. We will continue to evolve this range and other ranges over the coming years.
I know.
We don't care what you think.
I actually agree with you. You know what they're going to do next? They're going to remove the foil wrapper.
From that's my favourite.
No,
that biscuit that tastes like a penguin bar. They're going to remove the foil wrapper next.
What's the point of having Christmas biscuits if you don't have a foil wrapped biscuit or the jelly stars? I want to have a minute's silence.
Okay. The whistleblower also added that to the best of his knowledge, that most of these biscuits are manufactured in England and in Spain.
Okay.
How's that feel?
So transporting these ingredients are not a factor, whereas our whistleblower says they are, and we've removed the jelly star biscuit due to changing taste. Now, if anybody can tell me that they were in a folks group, brought into a room and fed a chocolate wheel versus a jelly star and opted for the chocolate wheel. I'll believe that statement, but I doubt that anybody was through that focus group sort of thing.
You have to picture that statement, and they have admitted that both elements were produced in different factories.
Yes.
So you kind of come to your own conclusion. You're making one part of your biscuit in one factory, you're making a little jelly star in another factory, in like the jelly star factory.
Yeah.
And then you're the chocolate biscuit factory, and then you got to get little trucks from the biscuit factory to the jelly star factory, back again, over back. You know, the bean counters eventually are going to say, halt, no more.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.